broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
I get lost in my thoughts and for hours of time, and it's making me feel like I am not alone anymore. To be honest, I'm trying to love, but I'm afraid to kill, and I never know when to search or stay still, so I fly. To be honest with you, broken yet tender, always in and always out, heading to the water, drowning in what he can hide, kind of foolish cautious. Don't you break my heart.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional unceded territories of the Musqueam people here in Litland, commonly known as UBC Point Grey. My name is Audrey. You're listening to Too Dreamy, and we were just listening to Christine and the Queens. That was the song To Be Honest from Chris's new album, Paranoia, Angels, True Love. Chris was inspired to write this album after watching Angels in America, playwright Tony Kushner's Pulitzer Prize-winning magnum opus, which funny enough, I just read like maybe a month ago. So I'm like really connecting with this album. So Angels in America follows a young man, Prior Walter, who is dying of AIDS in New York City in the late 1980s. Chris watched the miniseries adaptation of the play during the pandemic. He felt profoundly moved by its joyful ending, in which Prior refuses to bring about an apocalypse, begging instead for more life. Chris shared to Vulture magazine, "Subconsciously, I picked that play because I wanted to manifest that for myself." He clearly cites the relevance of Kushner's writing in this political movement or political moment. The expansive possibilities of gay life in the 1970s collapsed in total ruin of the AIDS crisis. The trans tipping point of the 2010s is a distant memory in our current discourse over puberty blockers, book bans, and Bud Light. Christine and the Queen's early trans masculine anthems like It and Girlfriend are irrepressible, carefree, diametric opposites of the tense depiction of trans life in Paranoia, Angels, True Love. Chris wonders in He's Been Shining Forever, Your Son, if his mother is looking down from heaven for a daughter. The break from romance and sex for Chris, as in Prior Wald, is fraught. Lovers walk out or fail to satisfy. The human body is capable of betrayal too. Prior hemorrhages blood and hides his Kaposi sarcona beneath long sleeves. Chris, touching himself, is horrified to realize that it's all still there. A heavenly body, by contrast, seems terribly appealing. That was a bit from Pitchfork's review of Paranoia, Angels, True Love, which I recommend you check out. So, yeah, we have so many great songs to share with you today. It is a heat wave outside. No, actually, it's not a heat wave. It's going to be a bit of a heat wave in a couple days, but for your little sweet goth friend, Goth on the Beach, it is a heat wave every day that it is over 20 degrees. We're going to move along to a song by Megabog. Megabog put out an album, End of Everything, which Pitchfork wrote a bit about it. Just that Berkey has said that the end of everything was inspired by both personal tragedy, a home invasion, and subsequent assault she experienced, and the ecological terror of the 21st century. Before the album slips into existential dread and malice, she makes room for a handful of songs that seem to find at least a little solace in the idea of human connection. On the Soaring Cactus People, she begs someone not to leave tonight, as the taut pulse of drum machines and live drums rattle underneath. On the Neon Lit, Love Is, the kind of pulsating Italo anthem that maybe only the disco divas on an After Dark compilation can really pull off. She tells the lover she'll leave my door unlocked, just in case you want to stop by and let me get lost in your eyes. Here is Megabog with the song All and Everything on Too Dreamy on CITR. We'll be right back. again.
It's something I'm trying, something worth fighting for. Even in silence, though you know I'm not silent. Between the lips and the voice, something goes dying. Oh, to be able to celebrate you with all the words of joy. It's something I'm trying, something worth fighting for. Even in silence, though you know I'm not silent. It's something I'm trying, commit to the all and everything. The all and everything, the all and everything, the
we The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who experience sexual assault, intimate partner violence, and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty, and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical, and campus-related advocacy, and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3130. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
I got it.
We were just listening to Debbie Friday with the song Good Luck, or sorry, the song I Got It from the album Good Luck. Before that, we had Frankie with the song Golden Days from the album Between Dreams. And Frankie, one of the lovely people behind Frankie, is our beautiful and amazingly talented Jody Glenham, who I'm going to play a song by later. And we started off that set with Megabog with the song All and Everything from the album End of Everything. All right, so my mic, my headphones were having a moment earlier, and I realized it was because the headphone volume was so high, and I just felt like I was in a beautiful reverb experience, which was so disjointing for being on the air. Anyways, no more reverb on this end, maybe some on yours, just through the music that we are playing today. We're going to play next the band Wednesday with the song Turkey Vultures from the album Rat Saw God here on Tea Dreamy on CITR.
Turkey vultures gather in the yard, a heart with a face as blank as a shovel. Ooh, they're fired up about Jesus. They're tired out of all the nature. Ooh, I wrap the heavy goods around me.
And that was Body Wash with Massive Central with the song from the album I Held the Shape While I Could. And before that, we had Wednesday with the song Turkey Vultures with the album from the album Rat Saw God. I was going to play something else, but then it did not work out to follow up. That's okay, because we are going to jump ahead. I'm going to tell you about a little show I went to. So we had a contest to give away some tickets, a pair of tickets to see Jody Glenham and Kylie V last week on Thursday. I wasn't here last week to do a show. Unfortunately, I had a family emergency thing that popped up, and we did not have any takers to... for the tickets. Maybe it's just that thing about Thursday night shows. I know that for myself, I work late on Thursday nights and can never make it, but miraculously I've been on a little vacation, and I went to my first local show in over 3 years, and it was so freaking beautiful. China Cloud Studios, such a gorgeous venue. Just not what I had imagined at all, just based on some of the little punk venues that are around the city, going up the stairs and then just seeing, it's just so cozy. If you haven't been there, please check it out. It's just by Main and Kiefer. And, yeah, Kylie V and Jody Glenham both made me cry. They are both, total sweethearts in the local scene. Two of the musicians in the local scene who I hold up so high, in my head and in my heart. And I love playing their music. And so I'm going to play two songs. Both songs, which make me cry so much. And I tried not to cry during the show, because I was like, I don't want to be that messy girl in the front row. So we're going to listen to, first of all, Kylie V, Runaway from the Runaway EP, and then Jody Glenham, War on This World from the album Mood Rock, here on CITR.
What if I feel stupid for falling in love with you? What if I regret it and you leave me with a gaping wound? What if our first picture feels like salt within the mixture? Textures of our muscles torn apart. What if when it ends we are still friends and it takes all that's in my power not to break your heart? Thank you. Maybe in a couple years we will have worked through all our fears, and we can sit in silence like we were. 'Cause lover, you're my favorite, and I'd love it if we made it, and I think that we could do it if we tried. 'Cause I think you were meant for me, and I was meant for you, you see. So maybe we could stand the test of time.
Thank you. A person with HIV can now live a long, healthy life thanks to treatment. But the first step is to get tested. The sooner you know your HIV status, the better. You can now test yourself at home with just a prick of the finger and get results within a minute. Order a free HIV self-test kit online at selftest.catie.ca. That's selftest.catie.ca. Your health is at your fingertips. A message from CATIE, Canada's source for HIV and hepatitis C information.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Parts Unknown!
Break your fingers!
Why, hello, Chris Horrific, messaging me, complimenting me on the great promo. I love you. We were just listening to Jody Glennon with War on This World from the album Mood Rock and Kylie V with the song Runaway from the Runaway EP. Two people I also love so much. Thank you so much for having me at your show. I was definitely just screaming along to War on This World here in the empty studio, which I kind of love on a Sunday early evening being alone here. So our time is coming to an end, and I wanted to leave you with two songs by two local artists that we've played on the show before, who we love, who are both playing at the Catalano Music Festival coming up on Saturday. We're going to leave you with Louise Burns with the song I Don't Feel It Like I Used To, from the album Element, and then Only a Visitor with the song Degree by Degree from the album Decay. I love you all so much. Thank you for spending the last hour with me. I'll catch you again Sundays at 6 p.m. Be safe. Bye-bye.
The things we had that all went away. It's been a while since I've been okay to be all alone, not thinking of home. I won't dream of you tonight in a fever dream, a despite. 'Cause baby, been an awful fright when we're alone, alone in our home.
Something's gonna happen and I
You told me that I'm not the one. Now all I wanna do is run.
101.9 in Vancouver.